The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is urging stakeholders to comment on the proposed volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. Talking to members of the National Corn Growers Association meeting last week in Washington, D.C., EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy thanked farmers for making their voices heard in the comment process for the rule.
I know RFS matters deeply to corn growers. We know we held a hearing out in Kansas, and I know you knew it because you showed up. Last month, you were there in force. And what I want to tell you is this. Thank you for being out there. That is why you turn out in force, and that's why your group is here, to make sure that government listens to your concerns. And I appreciate your passion and the commitment you had to make to leave your farms and to go to that public hearing. And I want you to keep doing that. I want you to keep engaging. Because I want you to know that despite some overheated criticism, EPA is deeply committed to the RFS.
McCarthy explained why they set the levels for this year and next year the way they did.
You might have heard that we are trying to shrink or kill this program, but the truth is we are committed to growing it. The volumes we've proposed in 2015 and 2016 are designed to bust through any blend wall, even if you don't believe it exists. Our proposed 2016 standard for total renewable fuels is 1.5 billion gallons more. That's almost 10% higher than the actual 2014 volumes. And the proposed 2016 standard for cellulosic ethanol is 6 times higher than what the market produced in 2014. So EPA isn't just promoting growth, we're trying hard to push the envelope.
The EPA chief apologized for the delay in getting the standards proposed, but stressed that she wants to hear from everyone with a stake in the issue during the current comment period.
That's why we went to Kansas City, and that's why I'm here today, to encourage you to keep talking, keep communicating, take advantage of the public comment process, which is open until July 27th. This was a proposal. This was not a final rule. So tell us what you think. That way we'll be able to produce a final standard that is based on all of the best information and data available.
Once again, the comment period for the proposal ends July 27th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.